You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
When we come to the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, we find three benefits of consulting. There are three benefits of seeking advice. Now, we know about many of the benefits, but these are three interesting benefits that Imam Ali alayhi salam points to. Number one. The first benefit of seeking advice before you make any decision is that the Imam says, "من لزم المشاورة لم يعدم عند الصواب مادحا وعند الخطأ عاذرا." The Imam says, if you seek advice and then it turns out to be a bad decision, no one will blame you. Let me give an example. Imagine I have an idea for you, people of Toledo, mu'mineen of Toledo. I have an idea that just like in Dearborn, how they're having the Suhoor festival, I think that we should have a Suhoor festival in Toledo. Now, maybe many of you may agree with me, maybe many of you may not. But let's say I come without consulting you, and I get with a couple of brothers, and I independently make this decision, yalla, let's have a Suhoor festival next week. Now, if it turns out to be a success, everyone's happy. People will call me, thank you, Sayyid, shukran, it was beautiful. Right? I receive the praise. But what if it turns out to be a failure? Everyone will blame me. They will say it's the Sayyid's fault. He made this decision. When you make an independent decision, you don't ask others, everyone will blame you. Even though at the time, it made sense. At the time, everyone agreed. But because I didn't ask, I didn't seek advice, everyone will blame me. Versus if I come on the minbar and I ask you, brothers and sisters, let's have a vote. Should we have a Suhoor festival like Dearborn? And then most of you say yes. And then we do it, but then it fails. Can you come and blame me? You can't blame me, Ba'd. Imam Ali says, seek advice. Because in that way you can deflect blame. And this is also, brothers and sisters, a tip in your family matters. One problem we have in our some families is that either the husband, which is most of the time, or sometimes the wife, they act as dictators. They want to call all the shots. We have to go to this place, and we have to buy this, and we have to do this, and our son is going to this school. There is no compromise. I'll speak more about this tomorrow, how we should compromise when it comes to our kids. There is no negotiations. There is no consultations. And most of the times, it's the father, correct? When the father makes the decision as a dictator without seeking advice, and then something bad happens, the whole family will blame him. I remember a brother once told me, I went on a vacation with my family. Vacation! I spent thousands of dollars. I wanted them to have fun. But he said, I called all the shots. I did not ask them, where do you want to go? How do you want to spend the time? You know, which hotel? Which airline? I did everything. He says, when we arrive there, anything bad happens, they blame me. For example, he says, we got COVID there. They started to yell at me and blame me. It's not my fault. But because I didn't seek their advice, even though they were having fun, now they have a scapegoat. He says the flight was delayed 2 hours. They're angry with me. What does that have to do with me? He says something happened with the car rental. They're angry with me. Something happened with the hotel. They're angry. Anything that happens, even though I did it with good intentions, I wanted to take them to the vacation so they have fun. And I spent thousands of dollars. But anything would happen, they would blame me. He says, I learned a lesson after that. When we want to go on a vacation, I ask them, my dear wife, my dear children, where do you think we should go? Most of the times, they will agree. They won't say, let's not go to Florida. Come on. If the father is telling their children, let's go to, for example, Florida and spring break, whatever, and let's enjoy ourselves, or let's go to Hawaii. They're not going to tell him, no, we don't want to go. They're going to want to go. But the benefit of that is that if something goes wrong, you get COVID and stranded, no one can blame you. You guys said, let's go to Hawaii. That has nothing to do with me. So this is number one. Number two, the second benefit Imam Ali alayhi salam says of seeking advice, he says, المشاورة راحة لك وتعب لغيرك. When you seek advice, there is comfort for you and trouble for others. What does the Imam mean? It's a very deep hadith. I was thinking about it for a long time. Based on my opinion, my understanding, the Imam is trying to say this. Do not try to reinvent the wheel. Many people, when they have a problem, they go through so much research and difficulty trying to see what the solution is. The Imam says, ask people that already have the solution. رَاحَ لَكْ وَتَعَبْ لِغَيْرِكَ. I go to some communities, they tell me, Sayyid, you know, احنا, our shabab don't come to the masjid. What do? They panic and they start, you know, trying to brainstorm, and they try to do so many, you know, weird ideas just to bring the shabab. When I go to these areas, I tell them, look, you don't have to try to reinvent the wheel. There are already other organizations in the US and Canada. They have successful youth organizations. Learn from their experience. Call them. Ask them. Seek advice. You don't have to do everything independently. The Imam says there is raha for you, comfort for you. You don't have to try to reinvent and go through the mistakes and go through the trial and error, because other people already did that. So this is number two. Number three, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is narrated saying, إِنَّمَا خُصَّ عَلَى الْمُشَاوَرَةِ لِأَنَّ رَأْيَ الْمُشِيرِ صِرْفٌ وَرَأْيَ الْمُسْتَشِيرِ مَشُوبٌ بِالْهَوَى. Such a beautiful hadith. The Imam says, you should always seek advice because your opinion is always biased and others' opinions are more objective. What does the Imam mean? The Imam means, as many times we base our decision on emotions, not on ration, not on intellect. And this happens, you know when? I see some people, they fall in love. A young guy and a young girl. He falls in love with the girl. He wants to marry her. When I hear about it, I know that this isn't going to work. It's a terrible idea. But they never come and ask. Because they're in love, love blinds you. It doesn't allow you to see the full picture. You start thinking emotionally. You don't think logically. Because of that, you enter this relationship. A couple of months later, when the love starts to wind down, you realize it was a terrible idea. Had you sought advice from people, they would have told you. The Imam says that when people who don't have an interest in this situation, they see it objectively. But when it has to do with me, when it's love, I become biased, I'm blinded by love, and I subjectively see it. So when you want to get married, always seek the advice, because maybe I am just thinking emotionally, I'm not thinking rationally. Other people, they don't have that love for the girl, they don't have that love for the guy, so they will give you a more objective opinion. And you know, sometimes that's also the case with houses. We want to buy a house, we're desperate, we enter a house because we see the kitchen is so nice, khalas, I want to buy it. I fall in love with it. Without doing my due diligence, making sure that everything is good, right? Seek advice. Don't just look at one until you have an emotional attachment. You saw that beautiful sink. You saw that beautiful countertop. خلاص بعد. You're blinded by that love. Seek advice. After a couple of months, what happens? You realize that this house has 50 flaws, 100 flaws. Because you were blinded by the love, now you see it. Now what? You see more objectively. Other times, brothers and sisters, we do not see our own flaws because the human being loves himself and we have a bias towards ourselves. We do not see our flaws. So we make some decisions not seeing that we have some flaws that will what? That will impact that decision. Let me give an example. Someone wants to go to med school. If they come and ask me, I know this young guy is lazy. This young guy is so lazy. He's not for med school, correct? Does he see that he's lazy? Have you seen anyone that comes and admits that he's lazy? No. He doesn't see that. The famous poem says, وَعَيْنُ الرِّضَى عَنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَلِيلَةٌ. When you love something, when you love yourself, خلاص بعد, you don't see the flaws. Have you seen anyone say, I'm lazy? No. I want to be a doctor. I want to be this, I want to be that. If you come to me, and I'll give you honest advice, and this is, I'll speak more about this tomorrow, that when we are given advice, we shouldn't make it personal. No hard feelings. I'll speak about this tomorrow, inshallah. If you come to me, I can see you objectively. You're a lazy person. Medical school isn't right for you. Many people, they go medical school after a couple of years, khalas, they waste all those years, they realize it's not right for them because it's too much hard work. So seek for your career. I'll speak about this tomorrow, how important it is to seek advice before you choose your career. Because many times we do not realize our personalities. Maybe I don't have the right personality for a doctor, for a lawyer, for a businessman, for an engineer, because I'm biased. I don't see my flaws. Other people can see it. Go and ask them. And sometimes this happens with parents. You know, sometimes a mother comes to me. I've heard this happen many times from my father. Samah Sayyid Hassan, he tells me this many times. A mother comes to the office and she has an appointment. Sayyid, my son and his wife are having so many problems. Sayyid, please, what is it? Is it jinn? Is it magic? I'm sure this is magic. Someone has done magic to my son or daughter. Why do they think parents like that? You know why? وَعَيْنُ الرِّضَى عَنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَلِيلًا. Because they see their kids as angels. If my kid is an angel, there should be no problems, right? Why is my kid failing in school? He's an angel. It must be jinn. It must be magic. It must be all this, you know, nonsense, superstition that we believe in. But if you ask me, Anna, I don't have that bias. I can see your kid. He's not studying. So if you ask me for advice, why is he not succeeding? Why is he failing? He's not studying because he's slacking off. Why is this marriage a failure? Because your son has bad habits. Because he is selfish. Because he is arrogant. You, the mother and father, do not see that. And that's why many people, because of this fact that they're blinded and they don't seek advice, they take action and it becomes worse and worse and worse. Well, you can easily fix it. Bring the young son. Sit with him. Tell him, Habibi, Anta, you're being too selfish. You're staying up till 2 a.m. every night, Sahara, with the Shabab. And you're neglecting your wife. You can't do this. Or sometimes it's the wife that's neglecting the husband. But when I'm blind because I love my son, because I love my daughter, and I don't seek advice of other people who can more objectively see the situation, then I intervene and I just make it worse and worse and worse. Seek advice. The Quran says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Because when you seek people's advice, they will show you what you cannot see.